الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا نبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه بارك وسلم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين وقال تعالى قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها صدق الله العظيم. Dear friends, today is the 2nd of Shaban. Allah's grace and fazl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this Mubarak month of Shaban. Rajab just went past. And we know the dua, we have learned it by now, I'm sure. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban abalighana Ramadan. When Rajab and Shaban come, then I think of two people that generally came to this country in this part of the year. One was the great Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and followed by his illustrious Khalifa, Dr. Sabir Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Now we don't have that kind of people coming in, but others, mashallah, will definitely come. I'll start with a simple question. If you ask any Muslim, in your life, what do you think is the most important journey that you undertake or undertook? In the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was his most important journey? So the answers are very, very simple. Regarding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the most important journey? The journey of Isra wal Mi'raj, taken from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, and thereafter up to the seven heavens and even beyond that, and culminating with him being granted audience with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no person gained such close proximity in terms of physical proximity, or even spiritual for that matter, other than Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was his most important journey. What will be our journey, mashallah? Very, very simple. What is our most important journey of life? Is to leave your home and journey to Makkah Mu'azzama, and firstly, the moment you enter Makkah and finally you are standing in front of the Baytullah, these gaze that fall on Baytullah is a very, very important moment, the falling of the gaze. We go beyond that, and then to go around the Baytullah, around the Kaaba, this is now the culmination of your entire journey. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted his beloved personal audience. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants his servants personal privilege of going around his Baytullah. Not once, but as many times as you like. Going back to the journey of Mi'raj, Allah Nabi himself informed us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he reached the seven heavens, he saw this big structure there. He saw sitting on one side, leaning against the wall with the back, was an elderly man that closely resembled me. So I asked, who is that? I was told that is your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. What is that building? That building is called Baytul Ma'mur. And I saw thousands of malaika coming and going around this building. I was informed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dictated and decreed that every day 70,000 angels will make tawaf of this building. And they only do it once. I'm not saying one round now. One tawaf is composed of seven rounds. And never ever do they get a chance. Only once and khalas finish. So when I came across that, I had my cell phone next to me. And cell phone, mashallah, is a beautiful technology. You know, lots of benefits in there besides the adverse ones. So I said, now let me figure out something. Between now and our Nabi's appearance is 1,400 years roughly. Na? So I took the calculator. I said, now multiply 1,433 Multiply that by 355 and multiply that by 70. I multiply the 355, it came to about 500,000, some change. Then I said, now multiply by 70,000, that cell phone was stuck. What I discovered at that precise moment, that only Allah alone knows the number of malaika Allah has created, and they only get one chance, khalas, finish, end of story. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you and me, the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to go around the Baytullah as many times as you like, but that also restricted in terms of those who are chosen and selected. I see, mashallah, schools have closed today, lots of people have prepared and planned. I just saw this morning Saudi news, people are complaining, the Makkah buildings are gone sky high, and so are the Madinah buildings. Some are evicting the present tenants to make way for the visitors so they can make extra money, mashallah. And the other thing I always say, my friends, you know, just going around the Baytullah, standing first and looking at the Baytullah at your first glance. You see, we saw thousands of pictures. I'm talking to those now that haven't seen the Kaaba itself in real form. You have seen 1,000 pictures. I saw thousands of them myself. And when your gaze fell on Baytullah for the first time, that is something else. That's one point. I'll come to that just now, inshallah. And then going around the Baytullah itself, believe you me, this is my own assessment. You and I cannot put a price tag on the privilege of going around the building. Do you know that? Yes, the guys are complaining. In fact, the fares are on high too, mashallah. Everything on high. But those who are really eager, keen, interested, enthusiastic, come what may, I don't care. I know one lady, right in my family, a time came, she made her, mashallah, and then after about 5-6 years, something began to, you know, in the heart, then now she wants to go, she asked her husband said, I'm broke. Mina Ikonamali. Alright, no problem. And then a father comes and says, you know what, my son-in-law, inshallah, I'm going for Hajj this year, make dua, I'll take your mother-in-law with you. I say, mashallah, very, very good. Then this man told his wife, you know what, your father is going, here's your chance, go. You know what she did, my friends, believe you me, very, very mushkil to do that. She took an entire khazana of jewelry, sold that thing and was gone. And believe you me, woman and jewelry don't part. They don't part. Generally speaking, they don't part. This was the thing in the heart. So going around the Baytullah, believe you me, you cannot put a price tag. What is so significant about that area? Go back into history again. I said before that. You see the building where it's standing right now. Right, the walls, it's got a foundation underneath, below that. Okay, that area within the foundation, the four walls of the Kaaba, the perimeter within that, that was up to the time our Nabi came with his word, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most sacred spot on this earth. Do you know that? Baytullah was the other word, quickly. Nurgat, you know it, Kaaba. Why is called Kaaba? Why is Kaaba called Kaaba? Allah says in the Quran, وَأَرْجُ لَكُمْ إِذَا الْكَعْبَيْنِ. When you make wudu, then wash your feet up to the ankle. What does the ankle look like? Like a bubble then? Kaabain, two bubbles. So Allah says, wash your feet up to the ankle. Kaaba is called Kaaba because this earth was water. I mean, the earth was there underneath. Under the water. And the entire surface was covered with water. Then Allah's plan came into realization. Allah said, O earth, O sand, now appear. And the first bubble of sand that appeared, wherever it appeared, like a small bubble, there it appeared. That is where the Kaaba is standing. And from there Allah said, right, sand now spread, start spreading. And the sand went different direction, mashallah. Some years ago in the early 60s or so, I happened to see one documentary, Mr. Parak. And the scientist was teaching us geology. He says, you know, this whole earth that we are living on right now was one single land mass. And he showed us. He took all the continents and then juggled them around and they all fitted, mashallah, perfect. One piece. So it makes a lot of sense. Allah said, spread out, tick. So that little piece of ground called Kaaba, on which the building is now standing, was the starting point, the central point. Look at the maps of the world. And they'll all will tell you, okay, by the center of this dunya is the spot where the Baytullah standing. Tikar hai. Now that spot is the most sacred spot. Allah said, Ibrahim, put my building there. Finish. Chapter close. Now, what is the next most important sacred spot? We all know it. When we go for Umrah and Hajj, mashallah, we are briefed, we are taught by, go and stand there at that particular place and make your dua. And I know lots of brethren who are seated right now, they used to stand right behind our Hazrat Mohan Yusuf Patel Sahib, yes or no? As close as possible, he led you in dua, yes or no? And where was that? Quickly, Multazam. Of course, that crowd is going round and round. So what we are told, stand as close as possible, face the Multazam, make your dua. Why? Because Allah Nabi promised, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any dua made at this particular spot, guaranteed will be granted. Tick? Okay, right. Ibrahim alayhi sallam made dua, same place, you all know that. The black stone, Multazam, that is where he made dua. I'm not going to that bayan now. I'm trying to get to a point. It's an honor and privilege and you can't put a price tag. First to go around the Baytullah and to stand by Multazam and make dua. And if you look around the Baytullah, which you think will be the most significant area to walk around? As close as possible to the wall of the Baytullah, you know? Why? Why? If you think carefully, you will discover the answer. Meri kismat kaha ye tawaf-e haram jis zami par chale the nabi ke qadam. You know, many of us go. You need to consult people like Naeem Motala, myself and few others. Believe you me, you can go 50 times. Come, spend half an hour inshallah. Get some finer point, I'm going to share some now with you. Some finer point and finer tips so that you can go and derive the maximum barakah with your journey. Otherwise, you just went and came back and kuch nahi mila. Maximum benefit. Meri kismat kaha ye tawaf-e haram jis zami par chale the nabi ke qadam. Look at my kismat. Look at my destiny. Allahu Akbar. That I have been accorded the privilege to walk virtually on the footprints of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is my belief and the belief of all the ulama. When our Nabi touched anything, first he himself was blessed. I'll show you just now more point inshallah. He himself was blessed. When he touched anything, it became blessed. See? When that Burraq, Miraj night, when he sat on it, he began to do all his funny stuff. And Jibreel pulled his ears and twisted, okay, what's your problem? He said, I'm excited. I have carried many Anbiya on my back. First time ever I have been accorded the honor to sit on my back the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why must I not be excited? Wherever he sat, whatever he touched, holy, sacred, khalas, end of story. When people go to Jabal-e-Nur and Jabal-e-Sawr, why do they go there? Why does AR Khan go? Now, mashallah, retired. Can't make it now. But mashallah means, what was the objective? I'll show you inshallah as you go along. Is to go and touch and feel and make one sajda where he made sajda. Go and sit where he sat. And say, Allah, the barakat of your beloved is still radiating here. Bless me with some of that. That's the whole idea. So when you walk here around the Baytullah close to the wall, the mind is the Allahu Akbar. How fortunate. I am walking virtually in the footprints of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, we don't get the chance also because the crowd is so huge, mashallah. Talking about crowd, acha, when you go back, I'm mashallah blessed in many ways, mashallah. You know, I got a huge collection, Moana, of pictures of Baytullah, Makkah and Madina Munawwara. Huge collection, massive. I think I'm exaggerating. I got the largest collection in this country. Not serious. And I got pictures going back 100 years. Look at the Baytullah then. Look at the Baytullah, those pictures, and look at now, Allahu Akbar. You know where the Maqam Ibrahim is right now? Houses were right round. Safa Marwa, Madrasa Aqid, you all been there anytime. Ajmer Yaq, Madrasa Aqid. Madrasa Aqid is very wide. Even more narrow, houses and shops and what have you. Subhanallah. And mashallah, look at that. Allah's decision, they will come here. Ibrahim, you make the alan. Wa adhin fin nasi bil hajj. Announce to mankind they must come. Hajj means visiting Allah's house. Remember that. Whether it's Umrah, whether Hajj itself, Come to my house. That's the meaning of Hajj. Announce and people will come here from every corner of the world. They'll come on foot. They'll come on camel. MashaAllah. And those in whom destiny Allah decreed, they are the ones who make it there. So Allah's ni'mat and favor it is. So each time you've been there, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mashallah, wider and wider and wider. Hakim Akhtar Sahab Damarkat taught us very nicely. He said, when you go back yesterday, yes, there were houses here, toilets, everything here. And toilet, mashallah, can't make zikr, can we? No. But then with the passage of time, all removed and mashallah, matar. Now there's namaz there too and zikrullah there too, mashallah. So the attachment to the building gave it its significance. So the area where Nabi walked gave it its significance, subhanallah. So you can't put a price tag. Now let's go to Madina Munawara quickly. Madina Munawara, I say this then and I say it now again. Just to stand there in the front by the Rosa, think carefully now. All you old timers, Yunus and Jagot, Jogya. Who can you? This what I. What's your name? Huh? I'm waiting for the answer. What's your name? With the black jacket. Yes, jersey. You? Yeah. What are you? Some asking now. I forgot, man. I think he's in a trance now, poor Paris. See, I'm talking. He's already gone there. I think that's the problem. He's gone there. Took him there all day. Again, my friend, listen carefully. I can see the faces that we used to be together, mashallah. Allah take us again. Say, Ameen. You know, you can't get any closer, physically close. Put a price tag, come on. We're sitting here mostly on Friday. Allah the Beast increased the room upon me on Friday, it is brought to me. We drink that all the time, night and day, whenever Allah give us tawfiq. And now to come and stand there in front, and convey your salams with your mouth. And let him hear the sound of your voice personally. And enjoy the honor of him replying to you, wa alayka salam. Although we cannot hear it, that's another issue. But standing close, so close, put a price tag, come on. Can you do it? You cannot put a price tag. And in the past, every Hajj kitab, mashallah, I also had it in my books as well, when we go there, as-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya. Quickly, Ya Rasulullah. Until Allah bless this great man, Haji Farooq Sahab, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. You know, you learn all the time. Allah's kindness somehow or the other through this Ashabil, I came across one little couple of pages. If you remember, somebody made tarjuma of the Urdu kitab in the court of Allah's Rasul, some couple of pages here and the bar guy saw something, so I looked at that, hey. And what? I found two important things, Jamana. And that thing really up to now, it gives me shivers. He said, when he came to Madina Munawara after his dua, etc., and namaz, and etc., in the Real Jannah, and now when he's coming, now he's walking to make salam, the mind is spinning. Ya Allah, I am about to appear in the presence of a beloved for the very first time. How do I greet him? First, I am unworthy. We will skip all that now. Come to the other ones, right? How do I greet? What do I tell him? We all know it. As-salatu was-salam. We all know it. But his mind is racing. What do I tell him? How do I? My first meeting. So he says, Allah inspired me. Allah inspired me. Ey Farooq, make the same salam to him that I made to him when he came in my court in the night of Miraj. What did Allah say to him? We all know it. Quickly, what did Allah say to him? Quickly. No, you all don't know, you all forgot. La hawla wa la quwwata. What's it? I want the mosque, masjid to vibrate. Quickly, you know, start it. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi. You guys don't know. Do it together. One more time. Quickly. As-salamu. We know it, but we don't know it. Allah inspired him. Ya Farooq. Salam that I made him when he met me for the first time. You make the same salam to him. Subhanallah. I went, you know what? Whatever. Subhanallah. Next book I wrote, it's there. First line. I'm sure you'll go now. You'll do it. Subhanallah. And then after he says, when I stood there, when I finished salat and salam, Then my mind is racing again. And wonderful thinking, subhanAllah, beautiful, I love this. And I'm joining, sharing it with you. Allah inspired me, Kaya Farooq, take this opportunity to your advantage. And follow a dialogue now quickly. O Allah's Rasul, all your Sahaba came in your presence and declared the Shahada in your presence. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. You heard the Shahada. You became a witness to the Shahada. Understand a bit further. Many of them read the kalima first time directly in front of him. Others read somewhere else. Sometime later, they come now to meet him for the first time and they renew their shahada once again. If those of you who were there in Bonella the other day, when our great alim, Hazrat Maulana, Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, this is something new, Maulana, I picked up. I was talking something else and here he gave another point. When Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, after bashing his sister and brother-in-law, etc., etc., and finally when he was impressed by the words of Allah that he saw shown to him in that little page, immediately what happened? He told those present there, enroll me in this particular group. So they helped him read Kalima Shahada. He became Musalman here. I didn't know this man. Picked up that day. Then from there he goes straight to that Dara Arqam to meet Allah's messenger personally. After welcoming formalities, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. Do you understand me? Every Sahabi, male or female, declared the Shahada in Nabi's presence. Initially or later. But they all did it. What was the benefit? Inna arsalnaka. There's a long bayan on that one. I don't want to go there. Our Nabi Allah says, we sent you as a witness. First is a witness to all the Sahaba. Each one read kalima in his presence, so he will testify in the favor. Ya Allah, they declared the Shahada in my presence. I testify. When a person, for example, a non-Muslim who now, we give him the message, he understands, he wants to now enter the fold of Islam, what do we do? Finally, last question, now you will have to declare formally the Shahada. Perhaps we'll make him read the Arabic, followed by the English, so he knows what he's saying. I testify, I declare, I be witness, my witness, none worthy of worship is Allah, and I be witness, Muhammad, Allah's servant and slave and messenger. Take one. The Haji Farooq Sahib says, I stood there, and my mind was spinning. I said, Allah's Rasul, all your Sahaba, they declared the kalima in your presence, you became a witness. I too am your ummati. Today I stand here in your presence. I would also like to declare my shahada in your presence. So that you can testify in my favor in the court of Allah Qiyamah Day. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. I'm sure those who are sitting here thinking, Allah, well, I didn't do it. Now make niyat go now inshallah. Why not? There's the benefit. Now, can you put a price tag on that? Making salam, you can't put a price. Go in Riyazul Jannah, subhanAllah, beautiful. What is Riyazul Jannah? Between my house and my mimbar is a, come on, man, respond, some of you all, is a, look, I'm not giving bayan, I'm giving sabak. Is a garden from the gardens of Jannah. You know what we are taught? That piece of land is actually Jannah. Allah will take this, put it there. Now look at our great akabir. Believe you me. You know what? Allah's mercy, you cannot imagine how merciful He is to us. They taught us, exploit these moments, take advantage. And my book has got this day, mashallah. Once you enter Riyazul Jannah, thank Allah for bringing you there. And also do this. And I know our other thought of this as well. Okay, Ya Allah, you allowed me admission in this Jannah without difficulty. What difficulty we have? Come on. Delhi, Pushram, Jiddah, Airport, nothing. I must thank Maulana Adam Ji Sahab, Dawud Barakatum. Couple of years back, he met me outside Dr. Randy's surgery. I was going there, I was not very smart. I got something for you. went to his car, took out one thick kitab like that. What's this? He said, Moana Puyu. What is that? He said, Moana, history of the Hajj of the great people of the past. And believe you me, I took it and I started reading it. Ya Allah, your hair will stand when you see in there the difficulty those people experienced when they went. Then it makes a lot of sense. What makes sense? When Allah Ta'ala says, Man Hajja Lillah, those who come for Hajj, for Allah's sake, and avoid all kind of wrong, they return home like that day that their mothers gave birth to them. You think now, the taklif that they go through, in the olden days, lots of people are Kabrastan keys. And I remember the old days, I go back perhaps 60 years when my grandfather went for Hajj, and it was that zamana, did that you about my age, I think, ne? When olden days, when people went for Hajj, in those days, from 3-4 months, they start going friend to friend, connection to connection, by, I'm going for Hajj, make dua, bola sala, maaf. Now you wonder why. My friend, the issue was there was no guarantee they coming back. First thing from Durban to Makkah and back was 12 months. The plane will take you 10 days. Durban to Makkah and back, 10 days. Sorry, 10 days, stop here, stop there. I know one of my connection. When he came back, he gave a nice car guzari. 2 days here, 1 day there. And you know those small, small two-engine planes? Yeah. 20-seater and etc. Long journey and taklif all the way, subhanallah. And others go more back. The tsunami in the ocean is horrific. When they describe the taklif and difficulty, and mashallah, you and I, air condition, comfort, relax. Having breakfast there, the Jobok airport, and you're having supper at Jeddah, subhanallah. And those guys, 6, 7, 8. And you know what was even worse? From Jeddah to Makkah, horrific journey. Ali Baba is waiting for you on the road. I'm not joking. And Makkah to Medina, similar story. You pay toll tax, this and that. Ya Allah. But did they, and when they, you know, in the olden days, they say, when you come back, don't describe your journey, because you put the other fellows off. Today is different. So it's taklif. Now what was it, my friends? To enjoy this special honor and privilege. Coming back to the point quickly now, it is indeed a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Now, last but not least, Riyazul Jannah, quickly. What did I say? Between my house and my mimbar is a garden, and the mimbar is a garden from the gardens of Jannah. That means this part is Jannah. So what we are taught, oh Allah, just as you brought us in this Jannah without taklif, admit us in that one without taklif one. Quran Sharif says, now you must exploit these things. Oh Allah, your Nabi said this, and you said those who are in Jannah, you will grant them whatever they wish. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَيِ Allah, I am now here. I am asking for all these things. Mawlana Zulfiqar Ahmad Damat Barakatuh, he taught us this, you know, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can go to town, you will never cause a dent in Allah's khazana and treasury. And one nice thing he taught us, subhanallah, he says, you know, when your gaze falls on Baytullah, that first time, therefore you have to plan, prepare, get some guidance and be ready to apply those things as you come to those particular points. He says, you know, when your gaze falls on the Baytullah, subhanallah, that moment is so valuable. He says, ask and you're going to get it. It's like Allah gave you a blank check. You write the figure. After, another Allah signed the check, yes, now put whatever you want. What are you going to ask? My friend, we don't even know what to ask. So I learned something. Ya Allah, jo manga wo de de, jo nahi manga wo bhi de de. Aur jo mangna chahiye tha wo bhi de de. You never understand, most of you. Allah, what I asked for, give me that. What I didn't ask, give me that. What I was supposed to ask, give me that. And he also taught us, take lesson again from here. Lots of people, I've seen this all the time, and some of you oldies will agree with me. When people come to Makkah, this ihram is one big burden. You want the rush. Kids go make umrah. No. Maa Zulfika says, listen here, first thing, Allah chose you to come here. Allah's Quran says, yadakhulu illa khaifin. Allah says, those who, with Allah's house, they come here with fear in the heart, trembling. Where am I? There's a lot of dignity required, respect, azmat required, plus fresh. Look at the moment Allah got for you there for your du'as. And you want to rush like this is one big burden, take it and throw it away. In fact, one time that he came and I met him, they came 2 o'clock in the morning and they made the umrah at 10 o'clock at night. I joined him for that one, mashallah. And that's why he told his people, Yalla, one day we came 2 in the morning, we still haram night, half past 5. And he explained, there's a reason. Elderly people, tired people, sickly people, children, women. What is the rush? Go with dignity, exploit every golden second you got to your advantage. And because Allah brought you here for 2 reasons. To accept your dua and to make your maghfirah. So why rush? Time is up. Mu'anayi Muthara says time is up. Allah accept you. All those who have not gone, Allah take them as well. And those who have gone, Allah take us as well. Our whole team, inshallah. And Allah Jalla Shanu accept all the akal ulama. Mazhab, mashallah, he has taken the place of his father. And he is literally like father-like. Yes or no? In my entire life, I haven't heard this title. Arif Billah, father, Arif Billah, the son. This is remarkable, subhanallah. Allah blessed this personality, the father and son. Allah used the other sons as well. And Allah used our children. And last but not least, sorry, maaf. Mu'ana Zulfika taught her, he says, you know, when you did a lot, refer to my book. One nice dua. Oh Allah, you made Ibrahim alayhi salam the father of Anbiya. True or false? Ya Allah, you made Ibrahim alayhi salam the father of Anbiya. Allah, I am begging you, make me the father of Awliya Allah. There's advantages here. So many things. No time for long bayan. Take 2-3 hours. Allah forgive me. Allah, assalamu alaikum. Jazakallah.